Thanks for listening to the Adam Carolla Show on Podcast One.
I'm not sure if you've noticed, but it's definitely allergy season. I love spring, but I struggle with allergies, which are not the most fun. Luckily, with Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, I can say bring on the blooms and face allergies head on. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved, so you can attack watery eyes and battle runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. I'm obsessed with Kleenex. I always have a box of tissues nearby. I'm always carrying them in my purse. I feel like that prepared friend. But I do have allergies. You could probably hear it in my voice this time of year. You know, we're struggling out here, okay? But if I'm going to be rubbing this tissue on my face, you know, I have makeup on. I want it to be like soft and comfortable. I don't want to like, be ripping up my nose. And that is why I love the Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, because they'd get the job done. They're non-irritating. They are just the go-to. I mean, doesn't everybody love Kleenex? I feel like I grew up using Kleenex. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
News and sports coming your way. First, I'll tell you about Cooler Shock. Love these guys. Use these guys. Reusable, premium, ice pack, colder than ice by 14 degrees. How about that? And, of course, cleaner. No bacteria-laden water left in your cooler. Made in the USA. Average 4.7 stars on Amazon. Over 6,800 reviews. So it's been well-reviewed, and the verdict is in. People love Cooler Shock. Ready in your freezer when you need it. Avoid the trip to the store during quarantine. Variety of soft and hard packs, even a 16-pound pack with built-in thermometer for the long haul and the big jobs. Fishing, camping, hunting, long road trips, even the farmer's market. This is what you need. You don't get a sack of dirty ice and throw it in there and have it melt and mildew and make a mess. For the best price, you can go to coolershock.com. Use the coupon code ADAM for an additional 10% off your order and free shipping, or find them at Amazon.
Give me the news with Grad. News with Gino Grad. Breaking viral. All those crazy Trump tweets. Give me news with Gina Grad. Trouble in the Middle East. Celebrity drunk meltdowns. Deep news with Gina Grad.
The news with Gina Grad.
Well, I don't know if you've heard, but Joe Montana is a hero.
Goddamn right he is.
He sees a new hero again. TMZ reported Sunday morning that the San Francisco 49ers quarterback, who's now 64, confronted a woman who allegedly broke into the home where he and his wife were staying and tried to kidnap his young grandchild. Wow. According to TMZ, the woman allegedly spotted someone inside holding a baby, broke into the house, and took the child from their arms. The intruder then reportedly moved to another part of the house with the baby. Montana and his wife, Jennifer, allegedly found the intruder and confronted her. TMZ reported they wrestled the baby out of her arms. Oh. She then fled, but the LA County Sheriff's deputies happened to be nearby handling something else completely unrelated. TMZ reported that someone inside the house got their attention and the deputies pursued and captured the alleged kidnapper. She was reportedly arrested on burglary and kidnapping charges.
Jesus. This is only good if he grabs a can of corn as she's fleeing and throws a long bomb and bonks her in the back of the head.
Because he's not a scrambler. He was never a scrambler. He can't grab the baby
Step
and run.
Up, check down.
You know? Right.
These stories always sound good, except for the kidnappers are crazy middle-aged women who, you know, their dog told them that they needed to add to their flock or something weird. Like, this is always just a complete mental breakdown. I don't know who the person is, but it always, it's not the nefarious type, you know,
not
kidnap.
A nasty criminal.
It's crazy. Ransom. It's crazy middle-aged woman who couldn't have her own children or lost an ugly custody battle or something like that. We end up feeling the problem with half the criminals nowadays is you feel sorry for them. Whereas back in the day, there were criminals like, oh, that guy, that they got to go to jail,
away.
Throw away the
put
key. Away. Now it's like, poor, she was molested by her stepfather.
Her uncle put his finger up her. That's sad.
Yeah. And then he would write on a cell wall.
Yeah, I know.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. He's the greatest.
Do we
what
have,
does Steve I Young mean, have to say about
is she going
to
be
this?
Like 54-year-old crazy lady, schizophrenic lady? Like, sure. I want her to be, I want this.
Trumper? I mean, Trumper or Biden?
This
Trumper.
Is good. Who I want she? I want her to be like Al-Qaeda. You know what I mean? Like, I want this kind of thing. Because it's always this crazy person who wandered in with one flip-flop.
Yeah, yeah.
But still good. I mean, still good with what Joe did.
Yeah, he's a hero.
He's a hero.
You want Al-Qaeda? I can give you Al-Qaeda.
Oh, yeah, give me Al-Qaeda.
Let's go.
The chief suspect in a double stabbing in Paris told investigators that he carried out the attack in anger over the caricatures of Prophet Muhammad recently republished by the satirical weekly newspaper Charlie Hebdo.
Right.
This just happened again.
Yeah.
Two people were wounded. Seven are in custody after Friday's attack with a meat cleaver outside the newspaper's office, former office in eastern Paris, which counterterrorism authorities are investigating as an Islamic extremist attack.
What kind of security did Trey Parker and Matt Stone have in front of their homes?
Because seriously,
they've been getting away with this stuff.
Yeah.
Durka. Like, I mean, Captain World Police. I mean,
Team America.
Yeah, Team America. Like, no one comes after them.
I'm sure there's question. Major security.
They must have.
The Mormons are after them. Everyone's after
them. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, they're hiding in plain sight. If there's a Durkistan person within 100 miles of them, they're going to stick out like a sore
thumb. Well, I guess, Brian, you can't draw Muhammad, but you can put him on strings as a marionette. That's okay. That's accepted, so. You know.
I you know, on one hand, it's like Charlie Hebdo, like, good for you, you're courageous. On the other hand, these poor people are stabbed. They're just like, yeah. What? What I have to do with this?
Was the comic
that
funny?
Right, that was 5 years ago.
But yeah. I'd like to see the, like, what was the joke that you had to get in the paper that day? That, like, what? How funny was it?
I think they were taking a stand, which I respect. The other thing is, whenever there's no gun, you know, I always make it. Whenever someone is attacked with a meat cleaver, they end up making both sides of the argument, which is the NRA people go, see, if you take away their guns, they're just going to attack you with a meat cleaver. And then the non-gun people go, yeah, but it's two people got hit, not 35 people got hit.
Right.
I honestly don't know the answer, but I seriously doubt that many schools have been cut up with a guy on a meat cleaver.
Except that I get to shit on Brian's point.
I said many. I said many.
And that guy went on a stabbing spree at that, like, kindergarten. Mm.
Which one?
Yeah.
There was a guy, I think it was in Japan a couple years ago, a guy was stabbing kids at a school.
God, I miss shooting
kids. I don't
kids.
Remember that.
That wasn't worth shitting on your point over.
Shooting kids, I understand. Stabbing is a whole different
thing. Yeah, that's way out of bounds.
You got to get up close and personal. Not good. Not good.
Well, AJ, I'm wondering if you have any insight on this. Something tells me you might. I know, you know, we're light on Lori Loughlin news because who cares? But since AJ's here, apparently she's going to spend her time at the Victorville Correctional Facility, and they have all kinds of just fun things to do there, actually. Doesn't sound super bad. The Full House actress was sentenced to 2 months behind bars in August for her part in the college admission scam. And when Loughlin reports to the facility, which she has to do by November 15th, she'll be housed in low security.
Yeah.
She has access to the commissary. You can put $360 on it. Mm. There's also Pilates, arts and crafts, 300 minutes per month on the phone, and a lot of activities, yoga, spin class.
It's a better lifestyle than mine is right now.
I don't do any of those things.
I don't know much about...
She can crochet. She can paint. Yeah,
I know that she, like, huddled with some ex-cons, and she learned, like, what's it going to be like, and she met with some big, you know, Caged Heat dykes. Remember those girls in those movies, Caged Heat, you know?
Oh.
Wasn't this a Will Ferrell movie?
It was always a tit would almost pop out at 12:30. Caged Heat.
Hold on.
Sybil Danning.
All right, there's a few movies. There was the Chris... No, sorry, not Chris Rock.
Kevin Hart, Will Ferrell movie.
Yeah. And based on, there was a true story of that guy who coached people for prison. And then there was Caged Heat and...
Caged Heat was like early porno for us, man.
Yeah, yeah. Caged Heat was great. We took a deep dive on Caged Heat. I think there was Concrete Jungle or Asphalt Jungle
something like that.
There was a movie. There was a real movie that was that.
Right.
And then there was... What was the other prison movie? Caged Heat and something. Concrete Jungle. I'm going to go with that too. And the trailers are always great because they start lights up. They're in the shower.
Yeah.
And so here's how those movies work. Linda Blair, I think, was one of the
chicks. She was.
They take who would be Lori Loughlin's character, except for they were 23.
Right.
And they were in there for, like, pulling the label off a mattress. And then they go into the shower, and the hot chicks would, like, come up. And the black chicks were always offensive, like, hey, man, like that. And then there was the hot blonde chick who was like Sybil Danning. It's like, I'll take care of you, but you got to take care of me.
You
got to know how the game is played.
Right.
And the fantasy was always the young 23-year-old who didn't belong there.
Oh, yeah.
Now she's naked with all the hardened, horny lady cons.
You're going to get turned out.
Right.
I had an ex-girlfriend did one of those. Her movie was called The Expendables.
What?
Yeah, I dated Idalis from MTV a long time ago, Idalis De Leon. She was in The Expendables with Robin Givens and Tempest Bledsoe, and it was about a bunch of chicks in prison.
Here's how you cast those movies. You could either get the celebrity, the female, on the way up or on the way down.
Yeah,
you can't catch them in the middle.
No,
they're not interested.
They don't even look at your script in the middle. On the way up, like, hey, they're 19. No one knows who they are. They'll take it's a job.
Yeah.
After the prime,
this was the way
after
down.
The divorce,
the way down. Yeah.
It's the way down.
That's
I only have hazy memories of this movie even existing because we had cable when we were very, very young children. Do you guys remember Reform School Girls with Wendy Lowe?
Sure.
That's one that I remember when I was a tiny child watching that on HBO.
What a desert of pornography I grew up in. Wendy O. Williams with electrician's tape over her nipples and a bad boob job is about all I had.
Plasmatics, sure.
Hey, that's something that I think's gone the way of the dodo. We don't have reform school anymore.
No.
And we don't have we need insane asylums, too.
Didn't
Paris Hilton just have a story about reform school?
But they don't call it reform school.
No, it's also closed, too. Her place is they got closed
the one in
down.
Utah. It's not like, you know, if you said a threat to a kid saying you're going to reform school, they wouldn't know what you were talking about.
No, it's like it's like boarding school. It's a boarding school.
Yeah.
You know.
Also, when you're a kid, everything is relative, right? Like when you're 14, if you grow up in the penthouse of a Ritz-Carlton in Manhattan, then that place is a free fall. For me, it would have been a big step up. Like I'd be like, what? You get chipped beef on toast on Tuesdays? This is fucking awesome, people. This is awesome. They got basketball hoops with nets. This is huge. There's a thing.
What did I do to deserve this?
There's a thing between the mattress and the floor. I don't know. What'd you call it again, Steve?
That frame. Box spring?
Wow. It's not even on the floor.
Unbelievable.
Two sheets, upper and lower. Are you kidding me?
Bad.
Ooh la la.
Not bad.
The pillow has a case on it. There's a jacket on the pillow.
Got friends who come by.
This is awesome. Yes.
Yeah.
It's relative. You're right. So they apparently this rule is already on the books in New York, but they'd like to remind people the Metropolitan Transportation Authority's board is slated to formally ban defecating on the subway, buses, and transit facilities during its meeting. It's technically already barred, and you could be fined $100 for doing it. But apparently, there have been a surge of complaints, and the soiled subway trains. They surged last year, according to MTA data. The workers' union, Transport Workers Union Local 100, launched a trash train photo contest last October to highlight the filth and protest cuts to cleaning crews.
All right. Cleaning Crew is a great 80s band. I think they sung it.
I just died in your arms.
I just pooped on your train tonight.
Must have been something I ate.
All right. So, first off, being a janitor used to suck. Now it's hell. Oh. Now it's a living hell. Like cleaning up, you know, trash and fast food wrappers. No one wishes that upon their child. But cleaning up fecal matter at this point, right?
No, you're getting COVID, MRSA, AIDS, SARS, anything's out there.
That is horrible. Also, the problem with fining people who shit on subway cars is
they
operate like Lorenzo Lamas did in Renegade. Like they're sort of outside the law. You know what I mean? Like the A-team.
Fast they do it now? Have you seen the videos? There are people who do it out of spite.
I saw the chick in the Dunkin' Donuts in Canada.
Yeah.
She went full, who's the pitcher? Sorry, Abbott. Who's
Jim Abbott, one hand?
She went full.
She put the mitt, she put something under her arm and did it?
She fielded like shit like Abbott did. Like he threw the pitch,
oh,
hand went onto the thing. Like she shit in her hand. She dropped the Lululemon, shit in her hand, and was one clean throwing motion.
She's done it before.
She didn't even, didn't
take, that's not a first time move.
I saw a girl come up the escalator on a video of her, like a department store, and drop a load before she got to the tippy top of it, picked her pants up, and the guy behind her slipped in it. Like,
oh, that's diabolical.
How quick it happened.
Oh my God.
There's never been a better time if this is your thing from a porno standpoint, right? Like, I mean, imagine if this is in fact your thing.
Like Bukkake?
If this is your groove, you know what I mean?
No, that's
this is Bukkake,
right?
If you're into Bukkake,
German Scheisse video.
You can go on the internet. I mean, stuff you used to have to send away for 9mm black and white grainy.
Be here in 8 weeks.
Who knows what would show up at your door, right? Now you just go on the internet all in high def. It's all there.
Shitting in department stores.
If that's your thing.
Yeah, of course.
If that's your thing.
It's a great time to be alive and a terrible time to be alive. It's the best of times and the worst of times.
We had chicks jogging and shitting. We have them and what was that hockey player? And oh, God. Sorry. I'm thinking there was Wayne's World. Who was the Tim Horton.
Tim Horton?
Horton. I think she was like in a Tim Hortons or something.
Yep.
She's like a Canadian. Yep. She's like in a Canadian. You have that tape, don't you?
Wayne's World was Stan McKee. Yeah.
Oh,
what happened?
They couldn't use Tim Horton, or they didn't.
That's funny.
He shit on the ice?
No.
Jerry Nadler just shit on the stage. You saw Jerry Nadler do the shit walk the other day?
He did?
Yeah. Oh, Jerry Nadler. Pelosi was making a speech, and Nadler, he did that like little awkward shuffle out of camera range. Like, he shit himself, for real.
Well, he had to have a bypass before it was a sign. I mean, not the stomach bypass, like the gastro.
Yeah,
but he must have had that before it was really
gigantic.
A science.
Yeah,
he was 500 pounds.
He was gigantic.
So maybe that's some of it. Maybe he had something that disagreed with him. But that
disagreed with
the chick at the
Republicans.
Yeah, the whole GOP disagreed with him.
The chick at the donut shop, that was like 3 years ago, right, Max?
Yeah, we covered it for sure.
Yeah. Do you see that move?
No. I like to see this kind of
one fluid throwing motion. Think Jim Abbott fielding a ball.
I liked her. I liked
her. She's arguing.
I see this. She's pissed. Here we go.
She's arguing.
Okay.
She's arguing.
She's done it.
She's now, I don't know, throwing stuff
around. When do you think she's thinking of it?
She grabbed a napkin.
Oh, she's thinking of it right now.
She grabbed a napkin.
She knows. Boom. There goes the shorts. I'm going. Bang! Oh, she leaned on the...
dropped the deuce.
She dropped the deuce. She
picked
waved
it up.
Oh, my God!
Oh, man. Wipe it and throw it on her.
That's a Gold Glove pitcher right there.
You got to burn that place down.
You got to feel bad for the guy behind the counter, you know? He's got to go home that night. His wife's like, how was work today, honey?
Took a lot of shit today.
Don't ask. And then her mom's probably... the wife's probably asking donut-related questions. What'd you guys do, run out of Jimmy's?
Run out of Bear Claws?
Not even.
Not even
in the same ballpark.
Oh, God.
Oh, the thing, the frosting bag dried up again. We had to do the thing where you stick the ballpoint pen through the end of frame.
I thought you'd bring home some glaze.
I know. I got it. You do that thing where you make half, you make decaf, and then you make regular, but no one drinks the decaf, right? So you're left at the end of the big pot of decaf.
That sucks.
Am I right?
That would have been a bad day.
No,
this was the worst day.
Jeez. You got a look on your face like a 43-year-old woman came in and dropped her yoga pants and hurled shit in your direction.
Getting warmer.
And she looks like the kind of chick, despite her talent, she looks like she'd never done it before. But clearly she had some kind of expertise in that line of work.
I got to say, I don't recommend this, but I will say this. Almost no one in my family listens to me. You know, I go, you know, feed the dog. And I go, like, I'll do it when I do it. You know, like everyone's just like, you know, whatever I say, they go, hey, we'll get to it later.
Right.
Whatever. Buzz off. One fluid shit throwing moment. You know, one thing where like I was saying, Sonny, feed the dog. And he was like, I don't think I need to lit.
Bang.
You know what I mean? Just half on the refrigerator, half on his forehead.
How about now?
How about next time? So it's like, next time I go, who's going to take the trash out? And he goes, let Natalia. Italian. And I start dropping my swim trunks. You know what I mean?
Like,
okay, I got it. You just run out of the house. One good shit throwing incident in your effective. House, wife, daughter.
Well, then you become known as that person. Like,
but all you'd have to do is start reaching back with one hand, and they'd go, okay, I'll get the trash.
Yeah, no, it's very effective.
It's worth it once.
It's very effective.
Look, the next time this woman comes to the counter.
Oh, boy. Oh.
And coffee is hot.
And you're like, I'm sorry, we don't do buttermilk afternoon. And she goes, oh, you don't? And she pants said, okay, we'll get a batch.
I got this option this one time.
She could ask for anything the next time she comes in there.
That's right.
What do you put up on the sign? Like, you go to stores and it says shoplifted. There's a picture of a person and a Xerox copy. What does her picture say? Shit tosser?
How about, you know, like, how about the sign in the store? It says days since. You know what I mean? You have an accident. You have shit fecal
That's
flying.
That's an accident. Yeah.
All right.
Do we even have a zero?
Yes.
Yeah. Right.
Also, I don't know what. You know what the health inspector is, but you get some mayonnaise, it's the wrong temperature, you got to clean out the whole kitchen.
Yeah.
Imagine if some bitch just throws a handful of shit in the back.
Yeah, how'd you go from an A to a C?
You got to douche out.
You got to burn that place.
You got to burn that whole place
down.
It's
got nothing to do with the donuts. It's no, we're fine.
The donuts are great.
I don't know. That C in the window bugs me. Well.
Yeah. That'd be a funny thing, too. Like, you used to have an A. Where'd you get the C?
You know, I had to talk that out from the D.
It's not even on me, really.
Yeah, it was a D, but I talked to the health inspector, and she bumped us up. But
if only we had those COVID shields in place back then. If
exactly.
We
knew.
Who knew?
We have Jim Abbott doing this throwing
Jim
motion.
Abbott. Look at the way. It's almost like she thought, I'm going to go in there and do this. Because how do you – look at the perfect inlay of Abbott. Pitching perfect.
Yeah, it's perfect.
Fantastic. Emmy worthy if you're on TV.
All right. Sorry, Gina. What else?
Well, you mentioned hockey at one point, and it reminded me that there's this great hockey story recently. A Florida hockey fan narrowly avoided getting broken into and arrested by cops who went into his home after neighbors reported him yelling, shoot, shoot. During a Stanley Cup playoff game the other night, Devin Garnett was watching the Tampa Bay Lightning Stanley Cup final game on Wednesday. And as hockey fans often do, he got in the spirit. He's yelling at the TV. He's screaming, shoot, shoot, shoot. Devin and two friends who joined him in the rooting session were jarred out of their celebratory vibe when there was a pounding at the door, several police officers waiting to come in. The deputies told Garnett a neighbor thought there was danger on the horizon, and as he says, they came to the door and thought there were guns in the house. They were like, we were like, nope, we're just screaming for Steven Stamkos. Man. And they didn't end up going to jail or getting arrested.
I got to say, I do not miss my apartment dwelling days. You know, all the weird neighbors and all the shit and all the
3 feet away, your windows,
all the discussion. I mean, I had so many weird. My first apartment, I had the weird guy Al beneath me. He used to carry the gun, had the pomade, you know, had his little dog Skipper. He was nuts. He knew there were girls coming up to our apartment. He's like a 55-year-old paisan. We got a picture of Al somewhere. Al would always talk about weird sexual stuff to me and want to know if I'd send some of the girls down to his pad and stuff like that. These weird, uncomfortable conversations. There's a story, finally, when this little shitty dog Skipper died, and then the story where I was getting onto my motorcycle, and he wanted to come out and lay it out to me, like, Skipper's gone, and I was like, I'm running laid out, and he like, started crying and stuff,
late.
Skipper's gone.
I can't see.
And then there's the other guy, the other guy moved out two units over, and it was a complete perv, and Al cleaned out his apartment because he was the manager. Look at that. That's Al.
That's Joe Paterno.
That's the man from Up.
Right. It's
the man from Up. Is right. He's got the balloons on his house.
Al would be drinking his like Pabst Tall Boy out there and watering the lawn. And then somebody cleaned out the apartment two units over. The guy was a crazy perv with all dildos.
Hoarded dildos and shit.
He literally showed up with a box full of inflatable dolls and dildos and butt plugs and stuff. He's like, hey, it looks like you guys should get more use out of this than me.
I'm going to clean them up. I cleaned them up for you.
It was so funny. It was insane. Like, I remember looking at this box full of strap-ons and butt plugs.
Oh,
I was like, where's this stuff even come from? 10 minutes later, Ray was wearing it, wearing a strap-on and chasing me around the apartment.
Of course.
That checks out.
Of course. So, It's a weird. With the other guy, the guy lived next to us was in Jaws 3, and he was being stalked. He had a stalker.
Oh, yeah, that stuff.
He had
too.
A miniature part in the worst Jaws movie ever, yeah. And somehow he was being stalked by a stalker. The guy punctured all four of his tires and broke his antennas. Had like a gay stalker. Just all the mishigash of the couple and the thing and the noise and the weirdos that are next to you and the unit over, and it's like, ugh.
My first apartment in Hollywood, it was a place that Charlie Chaplin built many years, Normandy Towers, right?
Really? Oh, yeah,
I lived there, and
of course you did.
I had Marilyn Monroe's apartment. My girl I knew had Rudolph Valentino's place. We all had different famous people's places. But the guy next to me, his name was Johnny Hawaiian. He's tatted from his head down to his toes, all tattoos. And I didn't know he was a junkie. He would always tell me he got sick from Chinese food. I got a flu. And I'm like, oh, you know. And then one day he's like really fucked up and he couldn't find his iguana. His iguana got loose. And it's all over like in our little courtyard. And he's throwing up looking for this iguana. I go, what the fuck is wrong with you? He goes, bro, I'm in withdrawals. I said, I thought you were sick from Chinese food. I had no idea it's like this. And then I said, if you're going to shoot, I want to see you. I want to watch you shoot dope if you're going to shoot it. I want to watch it. Really? I said, yeah. Like, at least I can get something out of living next to you. Let me see you do it. So maybe one day, if I ever play a junkie, I'll do it right. But I don't want to just know you're doing it and not be involved in it. And then he lived in I had an old 1976 triple tan, whatever, Eldorado. And I let him stay in that for a few nights because his girl kicked him. Just crazy shit.
I had crazy guys who walked up and down the alley, sleep on my sofa. I got into a huge street fight with these guys, and 5 years later, one of the guys I beat up was moving into my apartment building while I was standing out front trying to sell a truck and meeting guys from the recycler.
Hey,
this guy was moving.
What's up, bro?
He had a moving truck. He was moving in the unit. I met this person one time in my entire adult life, and that is me beating the shit out of him on the street in front of a party. That's the only time I ever met him. And then the second time when he was moving in a unit next to my apartment building in North Hollywood.
It's L.A. That's L.A. Ugh. It really is L.A.
Thank God. All right. Let me hit stamps here and then we'll... is that Johnny Hawaiian?
Yeah.
It is Johnny. It is Johnny. But
wow.
He had no hair. I mean, he had a crew cut, but yeah, that's Johnny, man.
We're looking at a picture of Johnny.
He used to work
Hawaiian.
At a hair salon. He was a hair colorist, he said. He got work, but he was principally a lead singer in some crazy-ass band.
Oh.
Mm.
Yeah, that was him.
Is he alive?
I don't know. I haven't lived there since 98. I haven't seen him. You'd think you'd spot this guy once in a while, but I haven't seen him.
Yeah, he'd be hard to miss.
He was actually a good guy. He really was a good guy. His father molested him. There's a whole story. But I didn't know he was a junkie until
he was new to the. I mean, he was doing the facial tattoos long before
way
Tyson.
Ahead of time. Way ahead of time.
All right, let me hit. You find out if he's still alive.
I'd love to know that.
August has a book for Thursday. Stamps.com is what I want to say. Yes, we're adjusting to the new normal out there. We still need to be smart in what we do. Take care of business. Luckily, Stamps.com makes things easier. I've used Stamps.com for over 10 years over here. I mean, it's probably coming closer to 12 now. Sending out merch, books, paperwork, whatever. Whether you're a small business sending invoices, an online seller shipping products, or just working from home, you need to mail stuff. Go to Stamps.com. Lets you buy and print. U.S. postage, any letter, any package, 24/7 at home. 5 cents off every first-class stamp and 62% worth of discount on USPS and UPS shipping rates as well. They got a special offer going now. 4-week trial plus free postage and a digital scale. No long-term commitment. Just go to stamps.com. Click on the microphone at the top of the homepage and type in Adam. That is stamps.com. Enter Adam. All right, let's bring it home, Gina Grad.
You got it. I'm Gina Grad, and that's the news.
Gina Grad. That was the news with Gina Grad.
All right, we'll do some sports with Jeff Cesario, and we'll do that right after this.
It's time to break down the game film and look at the X's and O's, the KOs and the O-Nos from the world of sports. BetOnline presents All Balls, All Sports.
NFL week three, the Rams lose a heartbreaker in Buffalo, 35-32 on yet another late game ticky-tack foul, which I have now dubbed Corolla contact. Buffalo trailing, time running out. Rams D-back Darius Williams and Bills receiver Gabriel Davis gently kind of hold each other like first-time jiu-jitsu fighters, and boom, flag on the Rams. Buffalo moves near the goal line and gets a TD with essentially zero time left.
Well, a couple things. First off,
yeah,
as a Rams fan, they won their first game on a sort of a ticky-tack call so that went the other direction. So it's hard to protest too much because you're just a recipient of one of those calls in the Dallas game week one. I don't like calls deciding games, and I don't know what to do about it. I don't know if we look at it and have some sort of third category where we go, there was contact, there's something, we're going to add 5 yards, but we're not going to just put the ball down there with a fresh set of downs. I don't know if that's the thought. Also, in the Rams game, God, it's like Rams did this thing, and it always drives me nuts. They came all the way back. They were down, I don't know, 28-3 or 28-10 or something. They were down. They marched all the way back. They got ahead. The Bills had a crucial third down. It was 3rd and 22. The Rams had marched back by blitzing and getting the quarterback on his heels. You know that feeling of when it's 3rd and long and your team has the ball,
yeah,
and all you want is time for your quarterback to set up and throw the ball, and he's running for his life, yeah, and you're like, this is never going to work. But the Rams did that move on 3rd and 22 where they just rushed 3 guys, dropped everyone back, and the guy caught the ball for 22 yards just underneath the coverage. Like, everyone just said, we're going to guard the end zone.
Yeah.
Don't rush anybody. I hate it. The thing that the Patriots always used to do, and it always drove everyone nuts, is 3rd and 22, you're going to send so many people that the quarterback won't even let the receivers get down the field long enough to move the chains. Like, yeah, your guy's going to be running for his life. But they completed that 3rd and 22. Then there was a ticky-tack call, and they're going home with a loss. I wish, I don't know, I'm thinking out loud about this, but I wish there was a third category. A foul occurred, but let's not change the entire complexion of the game with under 2 minutes left in the game. Mm-hmm. Let's acknowledge there was a call, redo the down, and tack on 5 yards or something like that. If in fact we can look at it in slow motion, and in fact it didn't look like he would have scored or whatever.
I agree with everything you said. I actually watched the whole game. I didn't care who won, so I feel like I was looking at it pretty objectively. That was a very, very ticky-tack foul there at the end. However, the Rams benefited from two huge ticky-tack calls, one being that jump ball that they came down with at the same time that clearly looked like a catch, but they called interception. I forget what the other one was, but the officiating has been suspect, shall we say, yeah, so far this year.
And let's not forget, or not in that game, but one of my favorite moves when the receiver catches the balls, starts to let off the accelerator. This is Seattle, and coast into the end zone, and the guy just comes up behind it and punches it out the back. That was a big call in the Dallas game.
Question: is ticky tack a technical term? Because my over under on saying it was going to be way less than I've been hearing.
Yeah, it's in the rule book.
What does ticky tack mean?
Bullshit.
Questionable.
Questionable. Yeah. Bullshit call. You know,
we don't.
Shouldn't have been called. Perhaps
it was just being thrown around so casually. I thought, my God, I need to check my. I need to Google it.
We don't have. There's certain. You know, Gina, you should know this better than others, but it's like we have 122 names for boobs, but
yeah, sure,
ticky-tack's about all we got, yeah, for a questionable call.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Shit call.
Maybe
ticky-tack.
They should have like a fencing jacket, one of those electrode things, but set way heavier for D-backs and receivers the last 2 minutes of a game. So you can tell if the jostling is over a certain level, boom, they call a foul.
Well, the reason it's tough is because the receiver's released, he goes down the field, and they both put their hands on each other sort of simultaneously. Yes. So it's kind of hard to tell who's initiated or who got the best of or the better.
Oh, we got it.
There's definitely contact. I mean, there's definitely something here. It just happened to change the game.
And if anything, it was on the offense.
It's like they were fighting it out.
Fighting for position.
You know, but also, the DB did the hands up, I didn't do it, which to me is
never,
now.
Never.
It's a tell. It's you knowing something happened.
Right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, also in the NFL, you had the Atlanta Falcons blow yet another huge fourth quarter lead. They lost to the Bears 30-26. This is actually two stories in one because the Falcons last week blew a 20-point lead. This week, 16-point lead went up in smoke in less than 6 minutes when the Bears finally put in their backup quarterback, Nick Foles, behind Mitch Trubisky.
Wow.
And he fires three late-game TDs, and they win 30-26. Trubisky, seen on the sideline with a clipboard, filling out a visa application. He's going to Canada.
He's going to sit down. He's out.
Yeah.
Foles is a stud.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know why it's not done more often. Like, think about how they do it in baseball. Guy goes out there, pitches four innings, gets shelled, and they just go, hey, you're Cy Young pitcher, but today ain't your day.
Right.
You're not having a good day. Like, you don't have the stuff. How many times have you seen the backup quarterback come off the bench and just light it up? It happens all the time. And it's sometimes the starter gets hurt or whatever, but hey, man, if it's been 3.5 quarters and the guy's put up 9 points, maybe he ain't, today isn't his day.
Right.
Well, how bad could this, you scored a touchdown and a field goal in 11 possessions. Why? Maybe the guy on the bench could do better. Like, just throw him in, see what happens.
Yeah.
Didn't Nick Foles win the Super Bowl?
He did.
Yeah, he played great on the Eagles.
On the Eagles. He's like a gunslinger, gun for hire guy. And Trubisky, Chicago was never 100% sold on him and sold on Trubisky. I could tell. I got family there. I'm going to go there Tuesday. They cringe when they're like, oh, we hope. It's like the Jets and Giants fans now. We hope that something good will happen, but I doubt it will.
They're almost like a college team.
Yeah.
And they hang on to their starting quarterback until he's close to graduation. Then they put the freshman in.
Yeah.
And it's the pros. They got to just play the good guy. There should be less onus on substituting quarterbacks. I agree, Adam.
Sure. I was at the Rams game a couple of years ago when Wentz or whatever, the quarterback for the Eagles who was playing lights out ball. The Rams were like, 11-2, and the Eagles were 10-3 or whatever, and they're both playing lights out ball, and they came in and they were going back and forth and they're lighting up the scoreboard, and Wentz had an ACL tear. Like, he did that move where he ran it and he tried to dive and he had two guys come on him and he blew his knee out. And so Foles came in off the bench, and as a Rams fan, I was like, okay, this guy's been playing. Wentz had been playing lights out ball the whole season and blah, blah, blah. And then Foles came in and lit it up even more, and they beat the Rams that day. And then they went on to win the Super Bowl with Foles five games later.
As a Giant fan, Jeff Hostetler coming off the bench and taking us to the Super Bowl, that was amazing. We didn't anticipate that.
Jeff Hostetler.
Foles.
You got to look this one up. I've said it before. Jeff Hostetler was Kevin and Bean's cousin.
Really?
And I don't think Kevin gave two shits.
Oh, no.
But he was. But Kevin's like a morning radio guy. Yeah. Like, he didn't seem to care, but he's related to him.
That's pretty big stuff.
And, took him to the Super Bowl.
Goddamn idea.
That would have been a big deal for me.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Let's move on to our beloved Los Angeles Lakers and LeBron's Stonehenge celebration after they vanquished the pesky Denver Nuggets. They're in the NBA Finals. LeBron celebrated literally by sitting on the floor like a kid forced to go to the bank with his dad.
Yeah.
And he's just pouting. And he said, he's very stone-faced. It don't mean shit unless I get it done. And I get that, but I don't think – that doesn't mean you can't enjoy it, a good confetti flurry there. I mean, now, coupled with that Joe Kelly pouty face, Los Angeles is clearly the tantrum capital of sports.
What do you mean?
Look at this.
He's just saying, I'm not going to celebrate until I get the whole enchilada.
LeBron's legacy is getting hurt. He's not happy. He's not enjoying life. And he's come to take a third team to the finals. He's not enjoying himself, and it's evident, and it doesn't look good.
So,
well, I think a lot of that might be the bubble. I don't know, Adam. Yeah. I think everybody's getting a little stir crazy.
You mean their
bubble.
Girlfriends aren't there? They can't get their side pieces in?
The ones that they're not dressing up in.
Yeah,
in
that could be it. That could be it.
Is Jeff Hostetler the cousin of Kevin Ryder? I don't know even how to. I just know this somewhere in the back of my head. They're related. Yeah. That's all I know.
Yeah.
You know the Hawaiian guy? I know Hostetler.
Yeah, yeah. Johnny Hawaiian. I know.
That is some stumper sports trivia there.
Man, we went from Magic Johnson to LeBron. You know, Magic was always smiling.
Kobe,
and hugging.
Yeah, man. Kobe and Shaq were light up. They went out at night. They had a ball. This guy's a stick in the mud.
Yeah, but you can't go on the bubble. You got to, get a cup of coffee, you go to bed. I think these guys are stir crazy.
Yeah.
Hostetler,
they're
too focused on winning.
It's a good point.
Hostetler is related to Kevin, but we can't find out why.
I wasn't going to leave until we found that out. Good enough. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Good.
Well, let's dive into this. I had this in the two hole, but I moved it down here. That's a pun you'll get in a second. UFC 253 main event after months of smack talk from Paulo Costa. Israel Adesanya beat the tar out of Costa.
I wasn't going to get into this, but find a picture of this Costa guy.
Yeah.
Find a good one.
We got it.
Good.
Costa and Israel Adesanya. Costa apparently rode Adesanya for months.
Yeah.
Then Adesanya beat the shit out of him and then humped him. While he was down.
My God.
Injury.
That's bad.
Well, when you
and
see
believe it or not, there's a bit of a topper. Adesanya then mimed ejaculating on Costas's cornerman.
Wow.
I think Adesanya was the topper.
He is a top.
I think when you see Costa with his shirt off, though, you'll forgive the man.
Okay. All right.
Well, fine. Yeah. And I'll tell you.
Okay. Let me see this. All right, here we go.
He vanquished him.
And then he goes to hump.
Dry hump them.
And then he just jerks off. He goes, take that. Take that. Oof.
That's how you know.
Wow.
That's how you know who won.
Now, find me a picture of Costa looking ripped and shredded and looking like he should be on the cover or something. And I'll tell you a couple of things. So, first off, Israel Adesanya, or however you say his name, I put $1,000 on that guy. Because the thing is, the guy he was fighting was a muscled up, ripped, wrecking machine. And Adesanya looks like a swimmer.
Yeah, right. Long muscles.
Always bet on the athletic guys.
Long muscles are good.
Don't get fooled by the muscles. That's movie shit.
Right.
The guys who win are the wildly athletic guys.
Michael Phelps.
So find me a cut. Just any picture of the guy with his shirt off. But it'll remind me of the story.
Yeah, he even taunted. Yeah, he taunted Adesanya at the weigh-in. Okay. He wore his jiu-jitsu black belt, and then he tossed like a white bathrobe belt at Adesanya.
Right.
So
now find a picture of this guy. Find the picture from the cover of the fight or from the fight poster, and I'll show it. And I'm bringing Gina Grad into this because this is something that hasn't happened to me in a long time. But the fellas. You fellas are going to understand this one exactly. Okay. So just get the cover.
Right now,
get the fight poster.
It's very gay to me so far.
All right. So, Gina, when you see it's getting gayer, it's going to get gayer.
Okay. That's
I'm not sure anything's going to redeem this.
You see, look, a lot of these fighters are like Brazilian. They have crazy names. Yeah. I don't know all of them. And August calls me midweek, and he's like, our boy Adesanya's fighting. And he's the guy I put $10,000 on the cruise ship.
Oh, nice.
And because the thing is, hey, if the guy's, 160, 170, all right, you bet $10,000, you get back $7,000 $6,300 or whatever. Right. You still make $6,300 bucks. You know, that's how you have to bet. You have to bet on the favorites sometimes.
Sure. Right.
So Mike calls, and he goes, hey, our boy's on top. Our boy's fighting. He's fighting. I said, yeah. What? Max, the fight poster. Is that not? Do we not have
that?
Here
we go.
Okay.
There you go.
Blow it up there and show Gina what this guy looks like. I mean, this guy,
let's get into it.
He looks like Ricky Martin.
Yeah, this is Madonna.
Ricky Martin is like a personal trainer.
Yes,
like
he does. Yeah. He is,
and his body is just shredded.
I would have completely went against him myself as well. From the picture alone, I would have done the same thing as you.
Wow.
He looks like a Latin. He looks like a telenovela star.
Actor, yeah.
And except for his biceps are. Yeah. Just blow that picture up, Max Bad. Do something. Let me see him. I want to see that guy. I don't know what Kalen's doing.
Let's get into
there.
All the nooks and crannies.
The I know point what you mean, is, though. I can see that.
But here's
and Adesanya looks like a guy who's appearing in the Winter Olympics for Cuba for the very first time.
Right. Right. Okay. Now you see this guy. He's a matinee idol. Oh, he looks like a Latin matinee idol, except for his body is fucking chiseled, right?
Yeah, right. You don't want to hit this guy in the moneymaker.
So I say to...
that's his penis.
So Mike calls me.
Is that Tiki Tac?
Yeah, it's La Vida Loca on the right. And the other guy is Superfly. Who's going
to
win?
So Mike says to me, but Mike calls me, right? All right, you can bring it down. So Mike calls me and he goes, here, Israel Adesanya's fighting. You want to get in on this? And I go, who's he fighting? And he goes, Costa. And I go, Costa, which guy is Costa? He's a Brazilian guy. I go, everyone's Brazilian.
Yeah,
I go, Costa. Oh, I go, Mike, is that really good looking dude? Is he really good looking dude? And Mike goes,
how would I know?
Yeah, Mike goes, I don't know.
I go,
I mean, he's a good looking dude. Right. Like, he looks like a model.
Yeah. His body, he looks like a fitness model.
His body's shredded.
Sure,
and Mike's like, I don't know. I don't judge dudes. You know?
Yeah,
I'm like, Mike, one guy is a really good looking. What am I going to do? Suck your cock to get this out of you? He's a good looking dude, right?
Gay,
I don't know. I haven't seen him. I don't know what he looks like. I go, okay, the guy I'm thinking of is exceptionally good looking. He looks like a model. You know, I was like, well, I don't know. I don't judge. I was like in junior high.
Straight.
I was like in junior high. But you cannot argue with that guy's aesthetic, right?
He's so pretty.
He's going to get Mario Lopez's job in 2 years.
And he's completely jacked. I mean, he's ripped to shreds. But look out for the athletic smooth guys.
Give me the guys like that. Yeah, no, I agree. 100%.
And,
look at BJ Penn. BJ Penn didn't have a muscle on him. Remember BJ Penn?
Sure.
Fucking killer.
Yeah, but you know the good thing about BJ Penn? He would fight his friends in the street in Hawaii and stuff.
Yeah. He was a crazy bastard.
Yeah.
That was his downfall.
Yeah, look out for the smooth guys. Those are the guys that always... they're not the guys you'd cast in a movie.
Right, exactly.
But they're the guys who get their hand raised and then dry hump the back of your... ear fuck their opponents after they win.
Well, do you think Israel knows that perhaps he's gay?
I don't know, but I made $650.
You don't care. Yeah.
So I wasn't judging.
That's kind of a hate crime a little bit, but that's all right.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sorry.
Well, you won't see humping in this sport. Baseball. First round of the playoffs are set. The 43-17 Dodgers are going to face the 29-31 Milwaukee Brewers in a series that should be over quicker than Sunday Mass in Las Vegas. This is that quick three-game first round. There's some good matchups. St. Louis, San Diego looks pretty good. Yankees, Cleveland looks really good. I think that's going to be your winner out of this first round. So if you're looking for any baseball action, first round starts Tuesday, American League, Wednesday, National.
Well, speaking of action, let me hit a little bet online here. The wait is finally over. Football, of course, is back. You want to get in on some of that action, go to Bet Online. This Sunday, we've got games coming up. We've got Vikings and Texans and Steelers and Titans and Bills Raiders should be a pretty interesting game. Chargers at Buccaneers, Patriots at Chiefs.
Nice.
That's going to be a good one, too. Yeah. Eagles at 49ers. More options to wager than anywhere online, from spreads and totals to props. Get in on season opening bonuses and wager on wins, division championship futures, and beyond. Head to BetOnline today. Take advantage of all the great sign-up bonuses. Visit BetOnline.ag, our exclusive partner at Podcast One. Don't forget promo code Podcast One for your sign-up bonus today. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. All right, Jeff, let's bring it home. Or let's hit the segment
all
and
right.
We'll bring it home.
You got Monday Night Football, Kansas City at Baltimore. Ravens now 3.5-point favorites. Money line, Baltimore -175. Our bet, the farm bets. Adam took the Bills -2.5, so he won that. He's 3-0. Brian took the Giants plus four. 49ers won 36-9.
Did I win?
Brian, you're 1-2. My Packers and Gina's Chiefs are TBD. I'm Jeff Cesario. That's it for All Balls, All Sports.
All right.
All Balls, All Sports. Presented by Bet Online, your online sportsbook expert.
Well, Salt Lake City Wise Guys coming up this weekend. That's Friday, Saturday. A couple of live podcasts, a couple of live stand-up shows. And, Dave Koechner's coming out on Friday, or is going to zoom in on Friday.
Funny
always
dude. Funny.
Always
dude.
Funny. Yeah. We're doing a live really Reasonable fun. Doubt with Mark Garagos. We're doing a matinee show 4 o'clock on Saturday and fly out in his jet, God willing, as well. Lafayette, Louisiana, Cajun Dome, Saturday, October 24th. They're doing a parking lot stand-up show. And we're doing a live podcast there as well. And you can get out of your car and, like, tailgate, I guess. Nice. So you don't have to sit.
Yeah. That sounds like a lot of fun.
It's getting there. We're getting there.
We're getting there. Yeah. I'm hoping for that. Fame is a Bitch. Politics is a Bitch. Available on Patreon. That's, of course, AJ Benza. Instagram at Real AJ Benza. As well, audiobook and... hardcover book. I'm your emotional support animal. Available now. Write a review. I'll read it on Amazon. Till next time, Adam Carolla for Jeff Cesario and AJ Benza, Gina Grand, Ball Bryan saying mahalo.
Follow the Adam Carolla Show on Twitter at Adam Carolla Show. Follow us on Twitter at Adam Carolla. Thanks to Bet Online. You can leave us a voicemail at 888-634-1744 and pick up Adam's new book, I'm Your Emotional Support Animal. It's available everywhere. All the links are at adamcarolla.com.
And before we get out of here, one more thanks to Geico. Do you own? Do you rent? What do you do? Do you want a bundle? Well, you own or you rent, or you got to have insurance. You got to have auto insurance. Bundle it. Make it easy. Save money. Let's get it under one roof at Geico. At geico.com, get a quote. See just how much you could be saving on your homeowners and your rental insurance when you bundle. That's Geico, geico.com.